Answers Magazine, Volume 10.1, Page 11, Perspective. Goodbye, Adam. A heresy may soon trickle down to a church near you. The belief that Adam was not a historical person, which undermines the atonement message of Jesus, who came to earth to offer redemption to Adam's descendants, has already become a prominent view in many Bible colleges and seminaries. These are the institutions that produce many of our pastors. This non-historical view of Adam is being pushed in a book by influential scholar Carl Giberson. In Saving the Original Sinner, this theistic evolutionist argues against a real Adam. He attempts to show how Genesis-believing Christians have no one to blame but themselves for being isolated from the intellectual community because they refuse to acknowledge the evidence for molecules-to-man evolution, and instead vigorously defend the creation account of Genesis. If Adam was not a real person, modern humans obviously are not his descendants, and so could not have inherited his sin nature. This calls the whole plan of redemption into question. The Bible clearly states, "For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous." Romans chapter 5, verse 19. But this is meaningless if the first man was not a real individual. Christian scholars like Giberson are ultimately placing evolutionary ideas in authority over God's clear teaching in the Bible on origins. Even more concerning, their views undermine God's atonement message, which begins in Genesis chapter 3 with the fall of a real Adam.
Answers in Exodus. On the heels of the December movie, Exodus, Gods and Kings, comes a more serious film effort. The soon-to-be-released documentary, Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus, addresses the ongoing question, is the Exodus a myth, as most archaeologists still claim? While not an overtly Christian film, Patterns of Evidence supports the historicity of Moses and the reality of the Exodus, and thus endorses this much-debated part of the Bible. This high-quality, feature-length documentary has already won numerous awards at secular film festivals. The traditional, secular date of the Exodus is 1250 BC, during the time of Pharaoh Ramses in the New Kingdom. Since no evidence has been found for an Exodus during this time period, most archaeologists are skeptical about the biblical account. The film argues, however, that archaeologists have been looking in the wrong time period. The documentary reveals that even agnostic archaeologists, like David Rohl, are now strongly questioning that late date. Secular Egyptologists are increasingly admitting that their dating of ancient Egyptian history is in shambles. Some are declaring that the Bible should be given more serious consideration as our best and only historical record of events surrounding the Hebrews. Bible believers who watch Patterns of Evidence will be confirmed in their confidence that Moses' account of the Exodus is historical, just as the writers of the New Testament and Jesus himself affirmed. See Luke chapter 16, verse 31. Hard to swallow. Except perhaps for food and cooking, it seems the word most commonly uttered by the world's greatest chef is probably evolution. Ferran Adrià of Spain's Catalan province is lauded for his experimentation with food that will change humankind. Not satisfied with the status quo in his kitchen, he is determined to make cuisine evolve. Adrià has spoken at Harvard on the evolution of culinary theory. His theory of culinary evolution summarizes the supposed evolution of food, from the Big Bang through the time of ape men to the discovery of fire, to modern-day cooking. Adrià claims that in the course of millions of years, cooking has fed human evolution. With growing intelligence, the superstar chef notes, man has learned to combine different flavors for more taste experiences. Supposedly, those varied culinary sensations have further stimulated our brains to grow, and we have become even more intelligent in an ever-upward evolutionary spiral. Such science fiction really has no bearing on the tasty treats Adriaan can whip up in a kitchen. But as foodies swallow his beliefs whole, they have one more temptation to turn their backs on their Creator, who, out of His great love for us, gives us richly all things to enjoy. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. That includes the gourmet concoctions of the world's greatest chef.
Neanderthals in the news again. You never know where Neanderthals are going to turn up next. Now, a study hints at interbreeding between Neanderthals and ancient Chinese. Not all the characteristics that distinguish various people groups are visible on the body surface, like brow ridges, skin tones, or eye shapes. Some differences, such as varying proportions and angles in the inner ear's semicircular canals, are hidden. High-resolution CT scans of fossil skulls can measure these canals and map their relative positions. The discovery last year of an East Asian human fossil that is clearly not Neanderthal, yet has a Neanderthal-like inner ear, has thrown secular anthropologists into confusion. The study of human evolution has always been messy, and these findings just make it all the messier, says paleoanthropologist Eric Trinkaus. The later phases of human evolution were more of a labyrinth of biology and peoples than simple lines on maps would suggest. This labyrinth of biology and peoples makes sense in light of biblical history, if all humans shared the same eight ancestors on the ark who had both similarities and differences. After Noah's descendants dispersed from the Tower of Babel, some isolated groups developed distinctive traits. Since all were related, traits that seem out of place in their descendants are no surprise. Not so sure after all. The science of detecting extrasolar planets is a valid means of discovery. But the techniques can push the limits of scientific instruments and mathematical modeling, producing false results. When a researcher's biases kick in, the result can be more problematic, even comical. In 2007, astronomers announced the discovery of a new planet called Gliese 581d. Unlike other planets, this one was found just the right distance from its star to hold liquid water. For evolutionary cosmologists, liquid water means life. When another planet, Gliese 581g, was discovered in an even better orbit, one California astronomer declared, "The chances of life on this planet are 100%. He added, "I have almost no doubt about it." The mindset for such a secular astronomer is that if life evolved here on Earth, it must have evolved somewhere else in the universe. Last year, however, instead of finding life, astronomers discovered there was no planet at all. The Doppler shifts ascribed to orbiting planets actually came from the star itself. Gliese 581d and g never existed. The lesson? All scientists, including creationists, should recognize their biases, seeing what they want to see, and be on guard against mistakes that misapply their bias. Everyone has a bias, and everyone makes mistakes. But the best place to start scientific research is the one infallible bias, the authority of God's Word, which teaches that God specially created Earth to sustain life, and He created every kind of life in one week.